This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker's Daily Buzz. How do you make a $10,000 bottle of wine sell for $1 million? Just send it to space. The French wine that spent a year on the International Space Station is expected to go for $1 million at auction this month. It also comes with some wine glasses and a corkscrew made from a meteorite, so it's not a total ripoff. Wine experts say the vino changed in space to taste more like rosé petals with notes of a campfire. Cheers. How can you tell things are getting back to some normal? People are buying pants again. And not the drawstring kind, either. Retailers like Saks Fifth Avenue, J. Crew, and L.L. Bean say they're selling out of business wear like dress pants, blazers, and shoes. Well, not everyone's bouncing back after being cautious for so long. Doctors call it re-entry anxiety. A recent U.K. poll found two-thirds still feel uncomfortable with large public gatherings. More than 60% say they're not ready to take mass transit or hang out in a bar or restaurant either. Mental health experts say the best way to deal with re-entry anxiety? Take it slow and stick with close friends and family. Well, if you're getting flowers for mom for Mother's Day, be prepared to pay more. Business is up 40% in the flower shops during the pandemic, but COVID restrictions are causing shortages. What kinds? Less employees returning to work, fewer flowers coming from other countries. So one florist tells us he may have to deliver the bouquets himself to keep from losing business. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds on the Daily Buzz. Part two of the Daily Buzz for Thursday. Everyone thought we'd have a COVID baby boom. Well, instead, we're getting the opposite. Americans had fewer babies in 2020 than ever recorded. The U.S. birth rate dropped to the lowest point in more than 100 years, falling about 4%. Even worse, considering America's birth rate has been declining for years now, with more younger women choosing to hold off till they're a bit older. There's word Apple is looking to add an alcohol monitor to their next-generation watch that could alert you when you're too drunk to drive. The company that supplies sensors for them says they can now accurately scan for stuff like blood alcohol levels, as well as measure blood pressure, body temperature, even blood sugar in diabetics. New York City public school students won't be rooting for those big winter storms this coming school year because snow days are a thing of the past in the Big Apple. The city's Department of Education announced that kids would just switch to remote learning in case of blizzards or other inclement weather, since the system showed they could do it from home if they had to. Officials issued a statement saying the pandemic created the ability to switch seamlessly to remote learning, and the schools have distributed hundreds of thousands of devices to ensure that learning can continue remotely during school closures. No word on whether other states will follow suit, but you gotta wonder. And a couple in Vegas was installing a new backyard pool when workers digging the hole discovered a set of animal bones about 5 feet down. But these weren't just any animal bones. It's believed the skeleton bones are 14,000 years old and from the Earth's most recent ice age. The couple plans on turning the bones over to the Nevada Science Center. Knucklehead News out of Michigan today, where a farm owner named Wayne Lambarth has been arguing with his neighbor for about a year over where the property line is. Since they can't agree on it, the neighbor decided to mark the property line himself by constructing a 250-foot-long wall of cow manure. Lambarth says the smell is unbearable, and the tenants he has living in the house are complaining about not being able to open the windows because of the stench. Complaining to local officials has been fruitless, as Lambarth was told there's nothing they can do because the manure wall is on private property. The neighbor, meanwhile, is using semantics in his argument, insisting that it's not a poop wall, it's a compost fence. Gotta hand it to that neighbor, pretty clever. The Daily Buzz. Paul at WCSY.com if you have something to send me. And remember, podcasts of The Daily Buzz are on this station's website. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today it's a gift. That's why it's called the present. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.